So we'll have now our regular parsha shir, and then we have some mitzvah sayoyim afterwards, and then we'll have a shir on Hanukkah, where everyone's welcome to stay. Okay, so parshas toldos tovshinayin dalet. The parsha starts off. Elo told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham hoyled is Yitzchak. Repetition. If it's Yitzchak ben Avraham, obviously the father is Avraham. Obviously the father of Yitzchak is Avraham. What's the repetition? Avraham hoyled is Yitzchak. Rashi brings down the reason is because the Leitzoni Hador, the Leitzonim, were saying that Yitzchak's real father was Avimelech and not Avraham. Because Sarah had been with Avraham for so many years and nothing had happened, no child was born, and she's with Avimelech, and right then she becomes pregnant. So the Tzoni Hador was saying that Yitzchak's father is really Avimelech, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to counter that claim, he made Yitzchak's face like Avraham, and therefore everyone could see that Avraham hoyled is Yitzchak. This was the first DNA check. Now the question is, what exactly were the Leitzoni Hador, what were they trying to gain, these Leitzoni? Obviously a let is not a person who's serious. Some people make serious Leitzonis, that's true, but what's their agenda? What are they trying to get at? Let's examine their claim. They claim that indeed Sarah gave birth to Yitzchak through Avimelech. Let it be. But that's also a nes, right? The biggest nes over here was that Sarah could give birth. We knew that Avraham could have children because Avraham already had Ishmael. The whole point is that Sarah was barren, that she gave birth. So let it be, it really was from Avimelech. There's still a tremendous nes that Sarah was 90 years old and she was barren, could give birth. So what are they trying to gain? Even according to their claim, they still have to recognize as a nace, a very big nace. Says the Briskarov, it's true. Of course they recognize the nace. But the less wants to claim that nace happens to Avimelech as well. Not only Avraham gets nisim, also Avimelech gets a nace. And that's true. Then we can have an easy life, because the nisim will apply to everyone, to even to Rishoyim, then we're not confined to the derech of Avraham, which is derech Hashem. So that's the koach of the let. The let has that koach to take a nes, acknowledge the nes, but just twist it that it doesn't affect you, it doesn't oblige you in any way. Right? Even today we meet these type of claims. People recognize the greatness of the world, the marvels of the universe. But they'll say, oh, well, maybe the other world, you know, they'll twist it. Yeah, maybe, you know, within so many million years, then it could happen. They also have all sorts of things, even recognizing the greatness, they just twist it, then you're unaffected. That's the power of the let. It's a serious power, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to counter that claim, and he made Yitzchak's face to be like Avraham. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned. Yitzchak and Rivka, the daven to have a child. They both daven. And the pasuk says, "Vayeta Yitzchak Hashem lenoichach ishtoi." Kakorhi, Yitzchak was davening together with Rivka. Both davening yet, "Vayoser loy Hashem." Hashem answers him, "Batahar Rivka Ishtoi," and she conceives because Hashem answered him. Why did Hashem answer him and not her? Says Rashi on the spot in Pasuk Gimel. The third Pasuk means Pasuk Chof Aleph. Says Rashi, "Velo Ye'etar Loi Veloi Lo." He answered him and not her. She'en doy mitzvilas tzadik ben tzadik mitzvilas Tzadik ben Rasha. Yitzchak was a Tzadik ben Tzadik, and Rivka was a Tzadik ben Rasha. Her father was Psuel. So therefore, Hashem answered him and not her. And the question is, why? What's wrong with being a Tzadik ben Rasha? To the contrary, a Tzadik ben Tzadik. Okay, very nice. He was brought up that way. But a Tzadik ben Rasha, big mysterious nefesh, to change and be different. That's surely a greater, well, at least as important advantage. We find that makom shebali tshuva oimdim and tzadikim murim yichayim lamoit. So, why? What indeed was so special about tzadik ben tzadik? Could be learned. It's a matter of schus avos. That's the pashtus. Schus avos. Rav Dessler, in the name of the Alter Mikelem, has an unbelievable yesod, which I think is very, very fundamental to help us understand people, and it's very important for Achinuch as well. Chazal say, let me ask you, who is the easier for? To be a Tzadik ben Tzadik or Tzadik ben Rasha? Who has the big advantage? Who has the upper advantage? To be a Tzadik ben Tzadik, you brought up, you from Cheder, you're already on the route that takes you to the Koilo. From Cheder, you went to Shiva Tana, to Shiva Doyla, to the Koilo. Who has it easier? That guy or the guy or the kid who's brought up in the streets and he saw crime and violence and then he comes and he turns from. Who has the big advantage? We would say,
in reality, the Tzadik ben Rasha actually has a little bit easier.
Oh, why?
Tzadik is challenged by the fact that he's got power, regardless of Yitzchak. And he's able to power, not using the power, when you feel that it's not your own choice.
Okay, on your path, okay? I'm going to take what you said. So, Chazal say, that kosher atiki michadata, Gwan Yuma. It's harder to do chazara than to do fresh from start. Why? Scratch. To learn a sugya from scratch, I don't know what's flying, I don't understand what's going on. Chazara, I already learned this, just chazara. Kosher. That's what Chazal says. Kosher atiki michadata. Harder, Loshon Chazal, harder, old than you. Why? Chazara, I already know it. I just have to do Chazara, easy. But to learn afresh, to break my teeth? The answer is, it's true, but when you learn afresh, there's an excitement. You feel, you know that you don't know. You know that you have to work hard. So you do it, you're challenged. When it comes to Chazara, we think we know it. Yeah, I've learned this before. Yeah. But to do a proper chazor, you have to relearn it. This chazal terah is more difficult to relearn something because you think that you know it. You don't see why should I have to toil in this sugya? I've learned this so many times. I know this. Why should I have to bother to focus my mind? When you learn a sugya first time, you know that you don't know. So you know you have to put all your koichas in to get the pshat. Therefore, Rivka, she was brought up in the house of Lavan. That was a brother, Psuel. These are terrible people. Lavan and Aramoi, Psuel tried to kill Eliezer. What type of people are these? So, indeed, she broke away. She didn't want to be like her family. But she had clarity. It was clear to her that she wants to be different. She saw the sheker. She saw the bad, the evil. So she was driven. She knew exactly what she wanted. It's clear to her like daylight. I don't want to go. I don't want to be in this place. I want to go. I'm going with Eliezer. Bye bye. But Yitzchak was brought up in the house of Avraham. What's pushing Yitzchak to be Yitzchak? See, every Avraham, each one has his own derech and avodas Hashem. Avraham was the chesed, and Yitzchak was the din. What's Yitzchak's drive to be mechadesh a new derech in avodas Hashem. He is the son of the Rebbe. He's the Rebbe's son, Avraham Avinu. It's all laid down for him. He can just be in Avraham's shadow. He's good. He's brought up in a good way. Has good chinuch, good mechanchim. He can lay back, take it easy. Yet Yitzchok still went ahead and he wanted. He was mechadesh his own way in avodas Hashem. He made it. He didn't sit back and rely on Avraham. That is more difficult than a tzaddik ben Rasha. That's what a tzaddik ben tzaddik is. Not to lay back and not to be satisfied with what you have. He's spoon-fed, but he doesn't stop by that. He makes his own derech in avodas Hashem. Does his own avoda, and that's more difficult than a tzaddik ben Rasha. Says Rav Dessa, that's shot over here. That's why Yitzchok is answered, because he's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. He once asked the Baal Tshuva, "You've seen the world. You've seen all the bad things. Who has it more difficult, you or a kid from a cheder?" He said, "The kid from cheder, because you show someone your fist. What's inside?" So the cheder kid said, "Wow, who knows? Maybe some incredible things inside. I've been there before. I've seen it. It's all hevel. I know there's nothing there. So for me, I have clarity. I know all the outside world is just desires and lust and nothing. But the kid who's he thinks he hasn't seen it, so he thinks that there's what to see. So a tzadi ben tzadi has things more difficult in a certain way. Why is it so important? And so Rav Dessa says we see this by Baal Tshuvas. You have a Baal Tshuva, he's on fire. He's on fire. Once he makes it, he gets the clarity, makes the decision. He's there. He's pounding away. He's learning all day, davening. Then with time, all of a sudden, you meet him down the road, a year or two later, 5 years later. Sometimes, you suddenly meet the guy, they're very weak. Makara. What happened? I've been zalzul and tefillahs. Makara, what happened? That's what happened. Because the beginning, he was a tzaddik ben Rasha. He had clarity. He knew that he didn't want to be where he used to be. He knew he had to change. He was on fire. But once he gets into routine, and mitzvah tanoshim urumada, there's no drive. That's an yisun of a tzaddik ben tzaddik now. You got to create the drive. So I think it's very important. You know, might be kids. Shir Bochran perhaps. Come on, that's the Shir Bochran. What's he doing? Why is he lounging around? He was sent to the best. He has good parents. Good chinuch. Sent to the best schools. Best cheder, the best yeshiva, the best yeshiva doyla. Why is this guy lounging around? What's he doing? We must understand, because they have a nisoyon with tzaddik ben tzaddik. That's the nisoyon. He's got everything, but he has no drive. So what's the solution? There's no solution.
If he has no drive, it's like he has nothing.
Okay, that's life. Life is, we're in for nisoyonus. That's who can create the drive? Only he can. We've given him all the background he needs, all the tools. He's got to do it. That's life. No one can do it for him. Only he can do it himself. Im eina nili mili. Im adam lo yoeres atzmoi mayo ilu hamoerim, says Rabbeinu Yonah. If a person won't awaken himself, nothing can awaken him. That's an understanding. To understand the kids, the Baruch can understand. They talk having a son. You gotta understand this. Maybe we need to help them. Help to wake up, to rise their drive. But understand what they're going through. They're not bad people. And they're lacking that drive because they're a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Pasuk of base by straight to Habonim Bekirba. Rashi brings down the Chazal that when she would pass by a base of Zara, Esau be mefarkas lotse, trying to jump out. When she would pass by a base Medrash, Yaakov trying to jump out. Question is, why is Yaakov trying to jump out? What Beis Medrash should he pass? Shem Ve'Ipa. Question is, who is with Yaakov? Who's with Yaakov? He had a charus with the Malach. The Gemara tells us that the child in the womb has a Malach teaching the whole Torah Kula. So what's Yaakov trying to jump out? You have a Malach. Come on, Shem Ve'Ipa don't have the stand of the Malach. The first of all, true. Same Reb Chaim. It's true. But if you together with a Rasha, then even a Malach is not good enough. You got to get out. You're together with a Rasha with Esav. So even if Harus might be a Malach, you got to go. So be careful, Rishoyim. Pasuk Chav Zayin says, "Vi Esav ish yodei atzayt isode, v'Yakov ish tam yoishev oyalim." Yaakov is described as a yoishev oyalim. He sits in, dwells in the tent. The Targum Yonason, the Yonason ben Uzi on the spot, he translates yoishev oyalim as tova upana. Opener to learn, he wants to learn. He's Tava opener. That's Yoshev Oyalim. It's Gevaldik. That means, what's the definition of Yoshev Oyalim? It's not what you physically are, it's what you want, what you seek, what you desire. You can have a person who's Torah the Parnassosai all day, but he's a Yoshev Oyalim. How could that be? Because he's Tava Upana. Yes, things that prevent him from being there. Yes, the Parnassosai, whatever reasons he can't be there, but that's what he wants. He wants to be Yoshev Oyalim. He's Tava Upana. He wants to learn. He is a Yoshev Oyalim. Even though physically he might be outside. And can have a person who's physically in the Beis Medrash, he's not the Yoshev Oyel. Because if his heart's not there, that's not the definition of a Yoshev Oyelim. So that's a beautiful insight. So a person might be Toru, the Malachtoi all day, but he's a Yoshev Oyelim. How will we see that? When he has spare time, he runs the Beis Medrash. He's trying to learn. He's a Yoshev Oyelim. You have a guy who's just physically here, but doesn't know what he's doing, doesn't have any drive, he's not Tava opener. Sorry, he's not the Yoshev Oyalim. Okay. We saw that Yaakov and Esav, ready from the womb, had a strong inclination, direction. Like Yaakov was running to the Beis Medrash, and Esav was trying to go to the Beis Avodah Zarah. Question is, where's the Bechira? How could it be that Esav, right in the womb, was trying to go to the Avodah Zarah? Where's the Bechira? So I found the Das Tvunas. That's the Ramchal. He has a Sefer called Sefer Kinas Hashem. Das Tvunas. That's the Ramchal. In Das Tvunas, second part, he has inside the Sefer called Kinas Hashem Tzvachos. And he has a parable about Yaakov and Esav. And he says that you should know that Esav was the Sheresh HaKdusha. Esav and Yaakov were both from Sheresh HaKdusha. Unlike Yishmael, who's out. But Esav, they were twins. And Esav had the power to be Kodesh. But they had a different Avodah. There's two things that need to be done. The Sitra Acha have to be brought to the Kedusha, have to be overcome, and that was Esav's Tapkit. Esav's Tapkit was to fight the Sitra Acha. That's why he was an Ish Sodeh. And Yaakov's Tapkit was his Pashtus HaKedusha. So they both had the power of Avodas Hashem. Just Esav misused it. So Esav had that's Pshat in Yitzchak. Yitzchak didn't know that Esav was the Esav that he knew it. He still thought that Esav had the power to be the Oyev Hashem. So everyone has the Bechira. Just make sure we use the. Everyone has to use their own tools. You have to use it in the right way. There are different people with different tafkidim. Yoimer Esav, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Hineni hoylech lomus, lomus zeli pchayra. Right, he's offered the Yaakov request the pchayra, and Esav, what I'm going to die. What I need it for? Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's incredible because we see that remembering Yoimer Misa. It has a power to cause a person to do tshuva. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Hei that a person should always fight. Lo yilim yarg his adam yetsa toiv yetsa ra. Right? Gemara says over there that you should make battle. Always fight your yetsa hara. Never leave it calm. If that works, then good. If it doesn't work, yasav batoira. If it doesn't work, say kriya shema. In mitzchay mutav, that works for you good. If not, yiskolo yoyim ha-mitzav. If you can't, if nothing's working to fight your yetzer hara, just remind him about yoyim ha-mitzav, I'm going to die. Ooh, that's the most powerful tool we have. You're going to die, man. Haparayim, don't waste your time. And that has the power to overcome your yetzer. Yet the same message is the Esav says, I'm going to die. What I need it for? Forget it. So you see how a person, you can have the same thing, just you can interpret it in different ways. The Rosh says, I'm going to die. Let's have a good time. Let's have a good time now. But the Tzaddik says, I'm going to die. Chaparai. Do what I can. So we also have to be, the message is for us. We have to always make sure we are getting the right message from right interpretation of the right things. Vayivaz Esav es ha-bchayra. Later on in the parasha, Esav regrets it. He says to Yitzchak, Yakveini zeh pa'amayim, that he took the bchayra for me. Says the stipler in the Sefer Birkas Peretz, there's a very important message over here. Esav, he wasn't a fool. The Medrash says that it says Vayoychal Vayesht. He made a whole party. He made a shrab on the spot. He brought his friends and he was mocking. Ha! The idiot! This fanatic Yaakov. He gives me a meal. The Adoshim for nothing. It was you were Vazirit, but you were Esav as a Pyra. But in the end, after he later on in life, when he doesn't have he's not hungry anymore, he realizes it was a mistake. He's a fool to sell it. Then he has Charata. So that's what happens in life. The Rasha. When he does his rishus, he thinks he's winning. He's for sure. Well, who needs his mitzvahs? I want to have a good time right now. And he's convinced that he's winning. It's vayives, not stam. He's vayives Esav es ha-bchayra. He made a party about it. But then, later on, when he sees that he lost it, when he lost the ruchnias, he has charata. That's the message we're getting over here. Don't be a fool. But the tzaddik, he knows what he's doing. Yaakov knew exactly what he was doing. Yaakov was, so even though Esav thought that he was being clever, he was wrong. Yaakov was clever. And that's a big message for us. We shouldn't make bad decisions. Think, who needs, just have a good time, live the moment, have a good time. Forget the mitzvahs. Who needs to learn right now? Because that's the koach of Esav. And then later on we have Charata. Later on we see Chaval. All the times went, whatever we did, it was it disappeared and we're left with nothing. We lost our ruchnius. Then you have charata. Then it's too late. So the message is to be like Yaakov and see what's in stake. See the prayer, see the ruchnius, and go for it. In Perek Chavav, we're told about all the various be'erois. Yitzchak digs a be'er, finds water, then they start fighting. Roy Gror, he moves, digs another be'er, again, they fight with him. Third place, digs a be'er, and then Rechovos. Says the Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah, says the message for us is that don't give up. You dig, you knife, you try, do things, and you lose. You dig, you find water, and someone takes it away from you. So give up. No, don't give up. Just go again. Move on, try again. And you lose again. Don't give up, try again. In the end, you'll succeed. You start a sugya, and it's not going. Sugeit nisht. Don't give up, try again. And it's not going, try again. And you'll succeed in the end. That's the message. Don't give up. Have a time at all. I was told.
Which pasuk this was attached to? I'm sorry. Which pasuk was
this? This is in Perek Chavav. You'll see it. Like all the be'erois in pasuk Yotes, all the be'erois that he was digging.
Oh, okay.
There's wells. What's the message? What's the purpose of that? The message is that don't give up. I had a Talmud who was a musician, and he told me that the rule is when you're playing and you make a mistake, what happens? Go weiter. Don't stop. Go weiter. You must never, if you're on stage, you made a mistake, you must never go back. Don't go weiter. Keep on going. Okay, so things happen, keep on going, don't give up. Perek Chavav, Pasuk Lamed Hei. Yitzchak's married. His two wives. Vatiheno moras ruach the Yitzchak for the Rivka. And they cause aggravation to Yitzchak and to Rivka. What were they doing? Says Rashi, shu oivdois avoida zara. Says the Medrash on the spot. Why was Yitzchak mentioned first? Mashuach Yitzchak Ula Rivka. Why is Yitzchak mentioned first as the Medrash? Because since Rivka was a Bas Komerim, she was a daughter of a priest. Didn't know that. So therefore, she'd seen it before. She'd seen Avodah Zarah before. It didn't disturb her as much as Yitzchak, who was a tzaddik, ben tzaddik, was really disturbed. And therefore, it affected Yitzchak first. Yitzchak or the Rivka? Rivka was secondary, because she wasn't as affected by seeing her daughters-in-law doing Avodah Zarah. But Yitzchak was more. Okay, let's work out how many years have passed since Rivka saw Avodah Zarah. Rashi tells us in Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Chof, Rivka got married at the age of 3. Right, 3. And then Rashi tells us in Pasuk Chof Vav, he tells us that Yitzchak waited 10 years to marry her, age of 13, until she could have children, age of 13. Then from 13, waited 10 years till he davened. You wait 10 years to see if you can have children. So she's already 23. And then she conceived. Then Yitzchak davened. He got answered. Then she had the children. How many years have passed since she had the child till now? 40 years. 60 years have passed since she left Basur's house.
So she's
63
years old.
Yeah, 60 years old. Okay. So it's things she saw 60 years ago. And yet still, she was less affected than what, not like Yitzchak. So we see that things people see, a child sees when he's young, leaves a mark. And Therefore, Yitzchak was more affected. Incredible.
There's a famous person in Bnei Brak called Rabbi Yanki Galinsky. I'm sure you've heard of him. He's alive and learned in Vardok in Europe. He's in Siberia. Anyway, so after the war, he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he opened the yeshiva in Chadera, an Avraham yeshiva in Chadera. He went to ask the Chazon Ish, "Can I go there? Can I open the yeshiva there?" Chazon said, "Go." So he moved to the yeshiva to open the yeshiva. He had daughters, and they had to send to kindergarten, to Gan. The only Gan available there was where the children were not from. The Ganenet was Masoratit. That was available. He went to the Chazon Ish. He said, "Well, Chazon Ish, can I do this?" The Chazon Ish wasn't worried about what she's wearing. He wasn't worried about the kids. Chazon Ish asked him, "What pictures are on the wall?" He said, "Pictures of animals." The Chazon Ish said, "Ask the Ganenet whether she's willing to put up pictures of Rabbonim. If she's willing to put up pictures of Rabbonim on the wall, you can send your daughters there, the Gan." So he went to ask her, and she refused, and he moved to Bnei Brak. He left. But interesting, the Chazon Ish, those pictures that the child will see have more effect than all the surrounding years. Interesting. But we see this idea of what a child is influenced, what he sees. Even 6 years later, still influenced. He's less sensitive. So it's really important for our children to make sure that they're seeing the right things and hearing the right things.
Had she agreed with these pictures of the Rabbanim replace the pictures of the animals, or in addition to?
I don't know. I would guess that I don't think he would mind pictures of animals as well. Just my guess.
You would think he would not
mind. Yeah. I think he wants them to see the pictures of Rabbanim. I don't think. Yeah, the picture of an elephant, I don't think it would be a problem. That's my guess. You can speak to him very much. Okay, the end of the parasha, later on, Yaakov is told by Rivka to enter, go into Yitzchak, and pretend you're Esav, and get the brachas. And Yaakov is petrified. He might catch me. He might find out who I am. Which, by the way, is a very important message. That even though there's been a nevuah to do this, Rivka got a nevuah. That's how the Targum explains. Or like Yilos Chabni, Targum explains this. It's Amali b'nevuah. I got a nevuah that you should do this. Still, the Akravim is petrified, I might be caught. So we see that even though Miyashamayim is supposed to be done, but you're still risking, if you get caught, you're finished. So you'll be punished, you're going to suffer. It's not a spirit of an Odom L'chaver over here. In Dini Odom, he's going to curse you. Very important. This I heard from Rebbe of mine, heard this from Rav Hutner. Rav Hutner told me this. Still, Din Odom, you're not potter. Just because in Shamayim they have a plan, but Din Odom, you're going to be chayev. So Yaakov is still very afraid of being caught. Yaakov enters, and Yaakov says, in Pasuk Yudalev, Perchov Zayin, Pasuk Yudalev, "Vayomer Yaakov el Aviv, Anochi Esav b'chorecha, Asisi kasher dibarta elai." Rashi says, "Anochi Esav b'chorecha." He plays games. "Anochi Yaakov Esav is your b'chor." I didn't say that I'm Esav. "Asisi kasher dibarta elai." I did what you told me to do. What? He went to catch animals. Esav Yitzchak had commanded to bring me a tzayit. No, I did other things. Many times in life, you've asked me to do things for you. Asisi kasher dibarto elai other times, on other occasions. Yaakov's playing games. Again, it happens. In Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Chof Dalet, Yitzchak's getting suspicious. Vayomer, ato ze bni Esav. What does Yaakov answer? Vayomer, oni. I didn't say I'm Esav. But what was Yitzchak's question? Yitzchak was asked, "Are you Esav?" Says, "I, ani." Meaning, I'm Esav, but he said, "Ani." Now the question is, Yimonavshach, was Yaakov fooling Yitzchak? Yes, he was. He was fooling Yitzchak. That was his plan, trying to fool Yitzchak. Now, was it mutter or asa? Huh? Was it mutter to do that or asa? Mutter. Obviously, Yaakov did the right thing. It was told by Rivka. So it's mutter. So you're allowed to fool. So just lie. Why play games? What's the point? Just say, I'm Esav. Anyway, you're fooling him. Anyway, you're deceiving him. You hold his mutter. Okay, it's his mutter. Just do it. Why play games? What are you gaining? If I say I didn't say I myself, I said I need. Yeah, but you fooled him. What's the difference? So if it's mutter to fool him, so do it properly. Why play games? Huh? But he is being a shaker. He is.
Right, but it may be. But he wants to do it in the most darkest of the way.
What's the difference? Mice, you're lying. What's the difference? You're deceiving. He's deceiving. So what's enough kamina?
What I'm saying is, there's when you do an aver, there's two things: the aversion that it has on you.
Yeah.
You want to do as a checker. You want to do it as far from you as possible, the most darkest of the way.
Is there a difference in that?
More coward.
Is there a difference in that checker and that difference? If you say in the checker.
They're going to be able to lie straight out in the future. If they lie in the day, then they might not be able to pass together in the future.
Okay.
Isn't there also a sense that he's deceiving, but he's not really lying?
What's the difference?
Because he's saying certain words. You can take it to mean as you want it to mean.
Give it. So what's the difference in lying and deceiving? It's he's trying to get that result. So, if it's mutter to do it, why play games? Says Rav Bloch in the Shurei Das, and he tells. And he says, look, a person who has an excuse, he calls it pischein peh. A person when he has a teretz to his lie, it's easier for him. Even though we all know that he's lying, he knows that he's lying, we know he's lying. If he has an excuse, a pischein peh, it's easier more for a person to do that. The more blatant the lie is, the harder it is for a person to lie. You can fool yourself. If you can fool yourself, it's easier. Where do we see this? In next week's parasha, we're going to come up with Yaakov has to deal with Lavan, and Yaakov requests, "I want to marry your daughter." She says, "Rachel, bitcha haktan." The daughter Rachel, your daughter, the small one. Why do you have to go into such length? Says Rashi, because you knew that Lavan was a remote. I want Rachel. He'll bring him Rachel Mashuk, Bitcha, your daughter. Okay, fine. I'll call Leah Rachel Haktan. Now, let's analyze it. Did Yaakov really consider that? Was it not understood? When if you just say Rachel, was it not understood what he means? Of course it's understood. Everyone knows he came, met Rachel, he proposed to your Rachel. He wants Rachel. So what's the point of saying Rachel bitchaktana? If he's a Eloi, he's a Eloi. What's an afkimina? If he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat you. If he's not going to cheat you, there's no need to go into say Rachel bitchaktana. Teres is the same thing. It's true, he's a liar. But if I could leave a pischa in peh, if I just say Rachel, and Lava would say, oh, I thought you meant Rachel Nashuk. Now, he's lying. We know he's lying. He knows that we know he's lying. But it's easier. Oh, yeah, I thought you meant Rachel Nashuk. Come on, what do you mean? Yeah. It's easier. Because if there's a pischa in peh, there's a teres, an excuse. So Yaakov made another, Rachel Bitcha. It's more difficult, but still, he still has an excuse. I'll change names. I'll call Leah Rachel. Haktano. Now it's so blatant. Yaakov thought that's it. You won't be able to do anymore. But Yaakov was such a mushkas that even that wasn't enough for him. He had the chutzpah of still changing into Leah, and he said, "Oh, we don't do that. We don't give our younger daughter for the older daughter." And therefore, Chazal say that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Rashi brings down in the history that Hashem, when he said Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, he left a Pesach b'tshuva. Because when Bnei Yisrael did Chet Egel, Hashem said, "Who? Midas Adin, got to destroy them." Says Moshe Rabbeinu, "You didn't say Anoichi Hashem Elokechem. So Elokecha, you're Elokim. You spoke to me." You didn't tell them that you're Anoich Hashem Elokeichem, so therefore they had the right to worship Avodah Zarah. That was Chazal said that it was a pischa in peh Hashem left. Again, what's pshat? What didn't? When Hashem said Anoich Hashem Elokecha, did we really think he was speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu only? Made this whole Ma'amid Har Sinai in front of everyone. What's the MS? It means for everyone. So what's the pischa in peh? Since you didn't say it explicitly, so they have an excuse. For them to transgress what you did is not such a hashchasa. It was easier to disobey what you said. Therefore the chet they did is not as bad. Had you said clearly, "Anoich Hashem Elokeichem," and they still would go against your word, then you have to destroy them. Midas Hadin would not allow for them to be released. But since you didn't say Elokeichem, there's still a pischa in peh. Therefore, it's not as bad what they did. Here as well with Yaakov Avinu. Father, he's deceiving Yitzchak. But since he has a pischa in peh, the hashchasa to his nephew is not as bad. It wasn't as blatant. So, okay, we'll stop here. We'll have mitzvah sayoyim, and we'll start in 3 minutes. We'll start the Hanukkah Shiur. Zad Hashem. Yeah, peace.